First things first, cities don't just change. They follow a plan. The master plan outlines where to build homes, where to encourage retail stores to open, and where to let businesses build factories. The last time Flint City leaders drew up a master plan, it was 1960. The plan had two basic assumptions. One, the auto industry would stay strong, and two, the city's population would continue to grow. Both assumptions didn't pan out. Now it's Megan Hunter's job to start drafting a new master plan for Flint. She's the city's chief planning officer. Hunter says there is little in the 1960 master plan that remains relevant.
It really is hard to build upon anything because the premise that that plan was built on is completely irrelevant today as the city has shrunk substantially since that time.
Hunter sees stabilizing Flint's neighborhoods as a key in the new master plan. She envisions walkable neighborhoods and transitioning other blighted parts of the city into parks and other less dense development. But can Flint come up with a master plan that avoids making mistakes about the future?
They can't make sure of that because every single master plan ever done is wrong.
That's Margaret Doerr. She's a professor of urban planning at the University of Michigan.
It is a guide for the next few years. It can be a uniting force towards working towards common goals that can make the place better for living. And that alone has value.
But as Flint has seen in the past, coming up with those common goals might be easy. The difficulty remains in deciding what direction to take. When it comes to choosing that direction, Flint leaders are looking even further into the city's past. Flint Mayor Dane Walling is gently thumbing through the pages of an old paperback book. It's a copy of Flint's 1920 master plan. Walling says there's a lot to learn from the nearly century-old approach to urban planning.
You had some of the best American urban planning done. Some of the best park systems in the country were laid out at that time. So, yes, we have to update those ideas for today's cultures, today's consumers and demands. But there's a lot to learn from the concepts that were put forward at that time and how to make urban environments beautiful.
The 1920 master plan's idea of walkable neighborhoods and mixed-use zoning is similar to what city planner Megan Hunter wants to do in Flint's new master plan. Hunter's plan will have a lot to do with how the city may eventually change, but she says it isn't about her putting her stamp on the city of Flint's future.
I think it's all of our stamp. We're collectively, you know, working together to change the city of Flint. And I don't think if we look at it as one person, then we're going to fail. It has to be a group effort because even, you know, I can help craft the vision, but it's going to be up to all of us to implement it, to really get behind it.
City leaders plan to take the next 2 years to craft a new master plan, hold public hearings, and after the plan is approved, start revamping Flint's zoning rules. But it's when that process is over that the hard work will really begin. It may take a generation before the results of Flint's new master plan can be seen. And by then, everyone agrees, it will be time for Flint to start drawing up a new master plan. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.